Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's will, the basis for life's decisions. In this session, we'll be looking at Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. How will true success be seen? Once again, finding God's will for life's decisions. In this study, we've traveled over these questions, looking at these particular biblical characters as illustrations of dealing with these questions and answering them. What is God's design? Well, we looked at Esther, understanding the specific purposes for which God created me and each person, each object, and each relationship in my life, which results in self-acceptance when I answer that question. What is God's design? What is my responsibility? We consider David, and particularly his sin with Bathsheba, and all the results of that, and how he needed to get back to the right place with God, realizing that I am responsible to God for every one of my thoughts, every one of my words, every one of my actions, my attitudes, and my motives, and that I must clear up every past offense to God and to man so that I can have a clear conscience as I serve Him. Who has authority over this? Daniel, we looked at, recognizing that God works through human authorities to accomplish His work in the world and to give me protection, direction, and provision, which results in an inward peace as we serve. What suffering is involved? Well, Joseph is the most prominent example of serving God in the midst of suffering by learning to ask questions and obey the answers that are all in God's Word. Forgive your offenders and accept suffering that God might accomplish His will in your life, that you might have genuine joy serving Him, even in the midst of suffering. How is God's ownership seen? Well, Abraham learned a lesson that we all need to learn. Knowing that everything I have or will have is entrusted to me by the Lord to be used in ways that will please Him and advance His kingdom. It's all about a dedicated life, dedicated to the Lord to serve Him. And then what freedom will result? Adam, we looked at Adam, enjoying the desire and the power to do what is right rather than claiming the privilege to do what I want. Boy, that's all about God's grace. So, which brings us in this final session of this study of God's will, the basis of all of life's decisions. How will true success be seen? Joshua was taking over from Moses. Moses, because of an action, was forbidden to enter the promised land after 40 years of serving the Lord, leading Israelites in the wilderness, after leading them out of slavery in Egypt. Because of his actions, Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land, and Joshua took over that responsibility. And he's preparing now. So we ask, how will true success be seen? So Joshua is preparing to cross the river to go into the promised land with at least 1.5 million, maybe as many as 3 million Israelites. Let's look at our text, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea going toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Did Joshua have a decision to make at this moment? Well, think about what God just told him. He did two things with Joshua to strengthen him. God made a promise, and God gave an exhortation. Then he did something extraordinary. First, God promised victory in the new land. Verses 1 through 5 tell us about this. The land is given. Verse 1 down to verse 4. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and this people, to the land which I am given to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. So the land is given. The enemy will flee. Verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And then the support will continue. Also verse 5. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. This is the same promise given to those entering the spiritual promised land, Christianity. Why do so many Christians live without victory? Second, God exhorted them to trust and obey. Verses 6 and 7 talk about that. Trust God to fulfill His promise. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. And then obey God to receive victory. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This is the same exhortation given to those entering the spiritual promised land, Christianity. Why do so many Christians live without victory? The reasons found in the extraordinary thing that God said next in verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What's the difference between success and failure in your spiritual life? It's the practice of meditation. Meditating on God's Word. It results in awareness of instructions, prosperity, and success, for then you will. Meditation on God's Word will result in a successful life. What is success? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, you are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Success is the message of life committed to Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Success is the message of a life committed to Jesus Christ. Not people, not possessions, not positions. Everyone will read the message. Lives will be impacted. 1 Timothy 4:15, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. This principle is critical to successful Christian living. Well, why then don't many Christians memorize and meditate on Scripture today? You know why? It requires work. Just consider the feeding and ruminating of sheep. Sheep are not able to maintain feeding on their own. So sheep must be rotated in pasture, in prepared pastures. Sheep must be protected while they eat. Sheep eat down to the roots of their food. And then sheep finish eating before digesting any of their food. Sheep begin their feeding in the morning. Sheep must be at rest before they can chew their food. Sheep refine their food through the first chewing. Sheep must ruminate on what they've eaten. Sheep must have a balance between eating and exercise. God compares Christians to sheep. Meditation is very important to the question, how will true success be seen? If I do this, will it bring glory to God? Does this fit into God's bigger picture? How will it advance God's kingdom? Will it produce spiritual maturity? True success depends on meditating on Scripture. You want to know God's will in your life? Then you need to be surrendered to Him. You think about this. You think about all this. And you have a great day.